Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Acts chapter 3, the exciting adventure through the book of Acts, continues into a new chapter and a new story. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And we'll continue on past that as we go through this story. Now, the ninth hour of the day, of course, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they're going into the temple at the hour of prayer. According to Psalms 55, the Jews prayed morning, noon, and evening. That would have been in the morning hour, in the noon hour, and the afternoon hour before the sun went down, before the sun going down was the end of the day for the Jew. It's interesting to note that Peter and John are still, just as we said at the end of chapter 2, they are still carrying out so many of the rites and passages and performances of Judaism, not yet having any kind of separation, really, from who they were as Jews. You've got to also realize, let's not be hard on them, they have never yet seen this gospel go out to the Gentile. So as far as they are concerned, Jesus is the icing on the cake to being a good Jew. This is all going to transform. The power of the Holy Spirit in them is not going to be able to be contained much longer. But there's a certain man who has been lame from the day he was born, and he is laid daily, which probably, two things, certain man indicates in New Testament writing that it was probably a known person, a real person. We're not dealing with a parable. Probably even someone whose name they knew. Probably even someone who the readers of the book of Acts may have known. And if he had been lame from birth, we don't know how old he is, but it's very possible that Jesus has walked past this man many, many times and never healed him. And I don't want to speculate too much as to why. I cannot speak for why the Lord would or would not do something. But I will take a guess that if Jesus walked past him and didn't heal him on purpose, I've got to think it was Jesus listening to the Spirit to know that this man was going to be healed at the speech of Peter and John, not at the speech of Jesus, because it would bring great glory to the finished work, the way that Peter and John are going to present healing to this man who's been lame. He is asking for money, but Peter says, "Look at us." He looks thinking he's going to get money, and Peter says, "Silver and gold I don't have, but I do have something, and what I have I'm going to give to you." And then, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." I'm almost out of time today, so I'll set you up with this for tomorrow. Tomorrow, I want to talk to you about, you may not have much, but what you do have, you ought to be using. And I want to bring out why Peter uses Jesus Christ of Nazareth when he could have just said, "In the name of Jesus," and what that would have meant to the people of that day. It's going to be a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.